This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. 15-member committee formed to draft new regulation of House of Representatives. Lawmakers stress need for developing parliament as venue for amplifying citizens' voices. Prime Minister Balendra Saha holds discussions with Lumbini province lawmakers on issues of development projects, budget implementation and coordination. And Iran formulates a response to ceasefire proposals, rules out direct talks during escalating U.S. and Israeli attacks. Now the news in detail. A 15-member committee has been formed to draft a new regulation of the House of Representatives. In today's House meeting, a proposal for the formation of the committee under the chairmanship of Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Ganesh Prajwali was passed unanimously. The committee will determine its procedure under general direction of the Speaker. It has been given a 14-day working period from the date of the commencement of the task. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Aral, has vowed playing a neutral and coordinating role so that parliamentarians in the House of Representatives are behaved equally, chairing the first meeting of the House of Representatives. Since his election as the Speaker, he expressed hope for support and cooperation from all quarters to promote good constitutional practices by utilizing the Parliament as a venue for effective performance. The Speaker also called on lawmakers to work in the planned manner, honoring the commitments and promises made to voters during the elections. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has approved three ordinances presented in the meeting today. The ordinances approved were Voters List First Amendment Ordinance, House of Representatives Election First Amendment Ordinance, and Nepal Special Service Second Amendment Ordinance. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung had tabled the proposal in the meeting seeking endorsement of the ordinances. Meanwhile, lawmakers airing their views during a special hour of the House of Representatives today echoed the need for developing the Parliament as venue for amplifying citizens' voices. The lawmakers from both the ruling and opposition parties were of the view of keeping the ideological diversities aside and uniting for strengthening the Parliament, governance system and the entire system. Prime Minister Balendra Saha held discussions today with lawmakers from Lumbini province. The meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar today focused on development projects underway in the province, coordination among federal, provincial and local levels for their implementation and current political issues. During the discussion, lawmakers emphasized the need to effectively operate completed projects, strengthen cooperation between the federal and provincial governments, accelerate the implementation of the development projects, and address public expectations. Prime Minister Saha has been holding regular interactions with lawmakers on a provincial basis and has already held similar discussions with representatives from other provinces. During the meeting, CPN Communist Party Nepal leader Barsaman Poon drew the Prime Minister's attention to the need for the immediate operation of Bhairawa Regional International Airport. He stressed that there should be no delay in initiating diplomatic dialogue with India regarding air routes for international flights. President Ramchandra Patel has urged the Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA to inspire people for investing in motherland and utilizing their potential. At a meeting with the newly elected NRNA representative at his office in Sital Nivas today, President Patel further reminded the representatives that they could cooperate for Nepalese journey to good governance and economic prosperity. He said hydropower, tourism, agriculture, infrastructure, IT, education and health are potential areas of investment. He also added that Nepal's access to markets in India and China can be utilized for building infrastructures and intensifying industrialization and internal production. The Supreme Court today has issued a mandamus order in the habeas corpus petition filed on behalf of former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhag. A joint bench of Justices Vinod Sharma and Sunil Kumar Pokhriyal issued the order stating that if the investigation into Oli and Lekhag cannot be completed within the time frame of the third remand extension, they must be released and the investigation should continue while they remain out of custody. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala told Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Television's online platform as saying that the petition has been dismissed but the court has issued a mandamus order. If the investigation cannot be completed within the time period granted by the court during the third extension, the authorities must release them and continue the investigation without detention. A team of the Federation of Nepali Journalists held a meeting with Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha. The discussion featured a recent decision of the government on advertisement which had mandated the publication and broadcasting of government notices and advertisements only in government media. The FNJ delegation led by its chairperson Nirmala Sharma drew the Prime Minister. Ministers rather attention towards the directive issued by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers on the 1st of April. The directive on the occasion, Dr. Timal Sinha made it clear that the amount of government advertisement was grossly misused that prompted the government to issue such directive. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said that the government has not come down hard on his small investors and created any fear in share market. During his discussion with the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal Sejon today, the finance minister argued that the government has a clear policy towards the share market, stating that there is no situation for interrogating the share market investors about the source of the investment. The finance minister reiterated that the government has not pursued a policy of carrying out a crackdown on the share market. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हर एक टिप को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बटन दे पाउनोस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना #1415 #टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has urged anti-employment providers to fully comply with the provisions related to minimum wage and social security in line with the Labour Act and other concerned prevailing laws. Issuing a statement today, the Ministry has instructed all the concerned establishments, institutions and stakeholders to proactively comply with the laws, asserting that the action would be taken against those found denying facilities, including minimum wage, in accordance with the law. Traffic Police has launched a strict monitoring and action against those driving vehicles without abiding by the traffic rules in Kathmandu Valley. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office launched a special campaign after drawing the conclusion that the consumption of alcohol, drugs and violation of traffic rules were major reasons behind increasing number of road accidents in recent period. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran says it has formulated its response to ceasefire proposals presented by intermediaries and will not engage in direct talks while the US and Israel escalate attacks. According to Al Jazeera, Tehran has responded by stating that it will not reopen the Strait of Hormuz as part of temporary ceasefire. A senior Iranian official told Reuters on Monday that it will not accept a deadline as it reviews the proposal. Washington also lacks the readiness for a permanent ceasefire, the official cited. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has announced in a statement published by Iranian news outlets that their intelligence chief, Majid Khademi, has been killed. The statement says he was killed this morning and has accused Israel and the U.S. of targeting him. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Israeli attacks across Iran have killed at least 34 people, including at least 6 children, according to Al Jazeera. Iran warns of retaliatory attacks after U.S. President Donald Trump sets a Tuesday deadline to open the Strait of Hormuz or face raids on Iranian power plants and bridges. Meanwhile, Pakistan has proposed a two-stage plan to end the U.S.-Israel war on Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces, as well as across the country, and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces, as well as in the remaining hilly regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 15-member committee formed to draft a new regulation of House of Representatives. Lawmakers stress need for developing parliament as venue for amplifying citizens' voices. Prime Minister Valendra Shah holds discussions with Lumbini Province lawmakers on issues of development projects, budget implementation and coordination. And Iran formulates a response to ceasefire proposals, rules out direct talks during escalating U.S. and Israeli attacks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.